Good morning. It is 10:03 a.m. We are here today, August 4, 2025, via Zoom meeting for the status hearing of OPAPA 21-001, Pacific Data Systems Inc. versus the Guam Housing and Urban Renewal Authority. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J.F. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jared Hernandez and Tirza Bhagat. Will appellant PDS please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for them?
Good morning, Mr. Public Auditor. This is Josh Walsh for the appellant PDS. Good morning.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency Gura please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Mr. Public Auditor. Good morning, staff. This is Elisio Florig for Gura. No one else is present from Gura. Thank you.
Thank you. You may proceed.
Good morning, counsel.
Good
Have you
morning.
all had a chance to talk?
We did, Mr. Public Auditor. One of the things that I think we are in the process of really trying to settle this matter without further litigation or further time of the OPA. Mr. Walsh and I did briefly discuss, however, that we just need more time. I think it's a matter of hopefully allaying fears of how the procurement process would be handled if we were to rebid this matter out again. And we, as I indicated to Mr. Walsh, since this matter was first appealed, we now have on staff a classified housing procurement administrator, in addition to myself, who is the in-house counsel for Gura. And so we'd like to see if we can come to an agreement and be able to again, hopefully not have to take more time of the OPA and treat this as further litigation and come to some agreement so that we can move forward as I believe all the parties are wanting to do. And so with that, Mr. Walsh and I talked about if you would give us an opportunity of about 30 days to be able to discuss things and get it going, Mr. Public Auditor, and hopefully we can again, as I say, come to some agreement, which won't take up any more time of your office. Thank you.
Mr. Walsh.
Thank you, Mr. Public Auditor. I'd add to what Mr. Florek said. It's just basically, Your Honor, that the agency has hired a procurement professional since this case got started. And I think Elisio and I think it's best to put our clients together rather than have two lawyers talk. Let the procurement official from the agency hear or get to the bottom of what our concerns were and then see if we can assuage those concerns. And then basically, I think the idea would be to cancel or reissue or some solution. We think that's a useful use of time, Judge, especially because I think the procurement law always wants the agencies to see if they can work it out with a bidder. So I think Mr. Florgan and I want to see if our clients can do that in a room, and we want to block a time to do that. Thank you, Judge.
Okay. Unfortunately, 30 days from now, I will be in Saipan. So it may be a little long. Would it a little bit longer be okay?
I think
That'll be
so.
fine with Gura.
Okay. Jerick, let's schedule this for after my APIPA.
Can we do the 16th at 10 a.m.? September 16th at 10 a.m.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Walsh, I'll be in touch, and we will definitely coordinate a meeting.
If I sorry, Mr. Public Auditor, at least just give me the name of who Mr. Day should contact, and maybe we can get them together. Just give me a name
Sure.
of.
His name is Antonio Camacho, and he goes by Tony.
All right, I'll send you an email and then set that up. Thank you, Mr. Public
Okay,
Auditor.
sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you, everyone.
We're off the record at 10:07 a.m. Thank you.